This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History. From memes to movements, see how this powerful online community shapes culture and society. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
Hello and welcome to Car Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the failed secession division here at Car Talk Plaza.
Sad.
Now, I'm sure you've all heard by now that our secession movement has failed. Several weeks ago, the good, though not very wise, people of Cambridge voted by less than a percentage point to keep Car Talk Plaza as part of our fair city. Now, unlike the Quebec movement, which was the real deal, this started off as like an expulsion movement. Cambridge was trying to get rid of us.
I don't understand why. We're perfect citizens, sort of.
Well, actually, what happened was we finally saw the advantages of being a separate municipality, and we turned the tables on them. We said, you can't fire us. We quit.
Exactly.
We figured if Car Talk Plaza were its own city, then my brother could finally be named Philosopher King of someplace.
It's been a dream.
Of course, you'd have to pick up the garbage as well, but more importantly, if Car Talk Plaza were to secede, I wouldn't have to pay all those overdue Cambridge parking tickets.
You don't pay them anyway.
Oh, that's why I give them to Berman. Right.
Give them to Berman. What's the difference? Hey, I just want you to know that the quality of mail is improving tremendously.
You know why? It's obvious.
Boredom of the workplace has now kicked in, and people are using their creative talents.
And their word processing
to do more interesting stuff. For example,
yes.
I don't know if I should mention where these guys are from. They could get into a lot of trouble. Bob and his brother Tom.
No, I mean, anyone that sends you a business card obviously
it's
wants
fair
you
game.
To well, obviously wants you to mention it.
Bob Hayes works for DuPont.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a hot shot. And he and his brother have gotten together here to write this letter. His brother Tom. Nice name. Here it is. My brother and I are writing to you out of desperation. We throw ourselves at the mercy of your sense of decency and fair play. That's powerful.
Yeah, they're in trouble already.
In the hope that the justice of our cause will persuade you to marshal all of your considerable influence to right a terrible wrong.
Well, we've succeeded
done that
dramatically
many
with the Save the Skeets Foundation.
We have.
To name one.
That's right.
So I couldn't name a second, but that's okay.
For the last 10 years, now this guy's an engineer, works for DuPont. For the last 10 years, my brother and I have invested considerable time, as well as the family fortune, in the development and prototyping of a 55-mile-per-hour car wash. This is no our ordinary car wash, mind you. Of course not. I know that. This is a deluxe 2-minute hot wax blow-dry service with vacuum hoses for interior cleaning and deodorizing at no additional cost. The motoring public has been crying out for such a service for decades. But it only became technically feasible when the federal government, in its wisdom, decreed the national 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. This provided universal stability to one of the critical factors of car wash technology, throughput speed. This is important because all of the functions such as pre-rinsing, soap and wax application, deep scrubbing, and blow-drying require precise synchronization. As
obviously,
we well know.
We know, sure.
At this speed, the margin of error is very small. A difference of just a few miles per hour throws the whole mechanism out of kilter. I can just see that all happening. Our government is supposed to provide an environment of economic stability for the business community. This stability is vital to entrepreneurs such as my brother and myself who wish to better our world with better, faster, cheaper goods and services. If local and state governments are allowed to arbitrarily change their speed limits whenever they feel like it, the increased element of risk will severely damage the appeal of our franchise opportunities. Yeah, I want to be in there. We are sure the federal government did not take these important facts into consideration when they voted to abolish our cherished national, capitalized, 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. We strongly suspect that the Congress knuckled under to the powerful stationary car wash lobby. Yeah. Who would stop at nothing to quash this brilliant challenge to their old, outmoded, and time-wasting technology. Surely the Congress can make better use of their powers to provide the motoring public with positive legislation, such as requiring all cars to have barcodes painted on them. This would be of great value to law enforcement and would enable direct billing of such things as toll roads and bridges, drive-in theaters, and incidentally, the 55-mile-an-hour car wash.
You couldn't stop to throw those coins in.
The toll booth can't be there. Vroom! You're going to just go right through. Vroom! My brother and I appeal to you to make use of your massive political clout to make the Congress come to their senses and stop this madness, or failing that, if you happen to have some very large friends or relatives that could go lean on them a little bit, we'd appreciate it. Sincerely, Tom and Bob, the Hayes brothers. A 55-mile-an-hour
brilliant
car wash. I mean,
brilliant. There is no end.
When you think there's no limit to the human imagination. It's incredible.
And I'm confident that these two morons will find themselves...
Bozos, I think. Yeah.
will find themselves in the ranks of the unemployed very shortly.
Yeah, well, as soon as DuPont finds out what they're doing in their spare time.
If you want to call us about your car or your idea for a car wash or any other invention, our number is 1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
This is Tom Zengel from Rockville, Maryland.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom. What's up?
Well, not too much. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Fair to middling.
Good. Listen, I have a really shocking problem down here, and I thought I'd consult some experts, but you guys are cheaper instead.
Yeah, okay. As long as we're on the right wavelength here.
Wise guy.
What's up?
Okay. I've got a 1987 Nissan Pathfinder.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
And it's got the sport package. It's got about 85,000 miles on it, and it's got the adjustable suspension.
Yeah.
So it's got this little button in front that you can change from touring mode to sport mode.
Yeah.
And the shocks are original shocks, so they're basically gone.
Oh, where did you find out what it cost to replace those?
They were gone a long time ago.
Well, they're going to be just fine when you find out.
Well, that's what I'm calling you about.
Yeah.
I think you're ahead of me. They're not leaking, but they're definitely gone. I checked out the prices on these things, and it's incredible.
How much did they give you? What is it, $1,500 for all four?
Well, for all four and to parts and labor, I'm looking at about $850.
Oh,
and
cheap.
That's a deal.
All four of them?
All four.
Oh, yeah.
All four. And so my question is, do I really need these things? Or can I put on the basic Pathfinder shocks, not these adjustable things?
Yeah, well, that's an excellent question, Thomas. If people named Thomas always come up with the brilliant, insightful questions.
I totally agree with
him. I knew you would. Because if you are going to avoid replacing the shocks because of the price, and one of the options is to get a less expensive and fewer bells and whistles shock absorber, shock absorbers are very crucial to the safety of you and the vehicle. Because if you don't have shock absorbers that work, then the car bounces all over the road and you really have very poor control. And it happens so gradually you don't even realize it.
So, first
of all, it's unconscionable of you
Did you realize that yours were gone? Because if it does happen that gradually, what gave you a hint?
Somebody got in the car with them.
When we go over the speed bumps that are near my house,
you never come down.
Right. I'm bald and I leave some skin on the top of my car.
Right. Where's Tom? He was here a minute ago.
Look at that shine on his head.
Really? And we're going to go take a trip up near your way in a couple weeks for fall foliage. And I want to be sure that, we're pretty safe up there.
Yeah. I mean,
and I'm taking my mom with us, and I don't want to have her going through the roof, too.
Oh, no.
The answer to your question is yes. Yes, you don't have to put in these very expensive shocks.
Are you married?
Well, not technically.
Not technically. Are you taking a woman friend?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Who's going to sit in the front seat with you? Mom or she?
Oh, good question.
Or her?
Oh, this...
The hell with the shocks? He needs shocks. He's going to buy them.
You put your finger on the nub of this whole issue here.
Yeah.
I think Mom will.
Mom will going to sit up front,
huh? Yeah, I think Mom will.
So, and what's your girlfriend's name?
Karen.
Karen's going to sit in the back with the golden retriever.
The Rottweiler.
That kind of leads to my next question.
Yeah.
Can I put on just two
You chiseler.
Yeah, and then the question is, should you put them in the front so Mom can have them, or in the back so Karen can have them?
Right.
No, Tom, you're getting yourself into a lot of trouble here.
Yeah, the first mistake you made is inviting your mother. But that's all right. Mom versus Karen. I mean, Mom, how important is this relationship to Karen?
Oh, it's rock solid.
You'd have to ask her.
Well, how important is it to you?
Oh, important.
It's important.
Sure it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I would very, very strongly recommend that you alternate the front seat. Maybe even have one of them drive.
Yeah, I would have Karen drive.
Put me in the back.
And stick you in the back. Yeah.
That would be really good. And I would make sure that Mom got the back seat occasionally. Otherwise, Karen is not going to feel equal.
Right.
Oh.
And she certainly deserves to feel equal.
Does Mom get along with the Rottweiler?
We'll find out.
Yeah, definitely alternate.
I didn't mean that Karen was the Rottweiler. I meant the real...
No, Karen is a sweet person.
No,
I know that.
I'm sure.
Well, you know, guys, I've talked to several dealers, and I get different stories.
What do they know? Do they know Karen?
No.
Oh.
No, they don't.
Oh, you talked to them about the shock. We're back to the shocks again.
I think you can safely put... I don't think there's any difference, truthfully, although I've never done it. But I'm pretty sure if they will bolt up, you can safely put in the conventional shocks.
Mm-hmm.
And
you will lose this adjustable feature, which is bogus baloney anyway.
Yeah, that's what some of them tell me, that they won't even fit, and others say they'll fit, but it won't be as good a ride.
Well, I'm pretty sure. I don't honestly know. Okay. The adjustable shocks may come with different springs. In other words, that whole suspension system may be different.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, then you probably have to bite the bullet and go with the shocks that the vehicle came
with. But you've gone practically 10 years without replacing these shocks. And that's only $85 a year with this $850 here. So the little vehicle deserves it, and it's really important to the safety of the trip. If you're going on a long trip, you want shocks that work.
Right.
Especially if you're going to have Karen and Mom in the same vehicle. Believe me, you want shocks that work. It'll make the trip much more
pleasant. Because if the Rottweiler starts puking, then the trip is going to be really, really uncomfortable.
Good luck, Tom.
All right, thanks, guys.
Rotate that front seat, man.
All right.
Guess what? The Puzzler Answer and more calls are coming up right after this.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History, from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Directed by Prentice Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History, tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Discover. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Well, it's time once again to play Who Has No Memory? Do you remember how we play?
My brother.
Of course you don't. I know that was the case.
Wait a minute now. This is a puzzler. Puzzler.
I know. I know you have no chance of remembering it.
I don't.
I didn't even remember it.
Really?
I had to cheat. I had to look.
Oh, good.
This was a chess puzzler.
Oh, the chess.
All right, here's the deal. Take out your chess board. Place it on a table in front of you. In the bottom left-hand corner, that's the corner that's closest to your left kneecap.
Got it.
Place the white rook.
Yeah. That's the one that looks like a castle at the top.
There you go.
Yeah.
Two squares to its right, place a white bishop.
That's the one that looks like my brother's head on top. Smooth and pointy.
Two squares to its right, place the white king.
Got it.
Now go back to that rook in the bottom left-hand corner.
Yeah.
Go two squares up from that.
Yeah.
That is away from you, right?
Yeah.
and place the black king.
Got it.
Now, it is obvious to chess players and even to dummies like my brother that the black king is in deep doo-doo.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Double check.
Yes, the black king is in check by both the rook and the bishop. Now, what I told you is that the last move was made by white, and the question was, what was white's last move? Now, if you look at the picture, you say, well, what move could white possibly have made? The king was already in check from the rook or the bishop. How could white have possibly moved anything?
It's baffling. It's baffling.
Now, the reason I didn't use common chess notation to tell you where these pieces are is that that lower left-hand corner would ordinarily be called A1.
Yeah.
Okay? However, it is H8.
Oh, it's dirty.
In this picture, because white is moving not in the direction that you think, but in the opposite direction.
Backwards.
Okay? It's moving toward you.
Exactly.
You are black, and the white, if the bottom of the board is where you started the game, then you would be the black pieces. The white pieces have marched all the way down the board. And the piece that is now the white rook had just been a pawn.
Oh.
And when it took whatever piece was in that corner,
it transmogrified.
It transmogrified. It promoted to a rook, and therefore, in doing so, put the king in double check.
Wow.
Pretty cute, huh?
It is good. I thought it was very good.
Do we have a winner?
You always ask me that. And we always have a winner.
And what was his move?
His move was to mail in the correct answer.
Okay.
The winner is Harold Dunlap from North Ridgeville, Ohio.
Good work, Harold.
And for figuring that out and for being selected at random from among all of the correct answers this week, all the people with correct answers, I should say, our pal Harold Dunlap from Ridgeville, Ohio, will get a copy of the brand new Best of Car Talk tape/CD. This Car Talk tape features several famous incidents in Car Talk history, including the Dr. DeFranza incident that you're all aware of.
Could you do this a little more slowly because you're keeping me up? If you slowed down just a bit, I might be able to doze off. I mean, you know, just a request.
Well, I'm sort of nodding off myself.
I've
noticed. Been very ill the last few days.
You may have noticed. And you look it.
I feel like doggy do. I'm having a little trouble staying vertical.
Focused.
Okay. The Best of Car Talk tape, or CD, features several famous incidents in Car Talk history, including the Dr. DeFranza incident, the first official Donna sighting, and the ever-popular cream rinse call.
Yes, I remember
it well. So all that is yours, Harold, for being our puzzle winner this week.
If you didn't win the puzzle this week and your station isn't offering the Best of Car Talk as a way to get you to fork over a sizable and well-deserved, I might add, pledge, you can always get a copy by calling our shameless commerce division, and we always give that number at the end of the show. Anyway, we have a new automotive kind of puzzler.
Automotive kind of
puzzler. Yes, from the realm of the racetrack.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, fine.
In the meantime, you can call us with your car questions at 1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, it's Geraldine from St. Louis.
Geraldine.
Yes.
Geraldine.
And are you going to ask how I spell my name?
Yeah, of
or
course.
Are you going to guess?
Geraldine.
Close.
Right.
It's Geryldine.
Geez, I was close.
Jery?
Yes.
Gerald.
Y-Y.
Oh, where did you get this wacko name?
It was my mother's creation, and I've spent the rest of my life
explaining it to people. Yeah.
And in therapy, I'm sure.
Well, it makes it worse that the rest of my siblings all have normal names like Karen and Barb, so...
In the world came over her that day?
Well, you know, you can...
I was the last one. I think I was her last chance at coming up with a creative name.
Being wacko, yeah. Is she a wacko, ordinarily?
She's extremely wacky.
Oh. Extremely wacky,
yeah. And in fact, her name is Jackie, and people call her Wacky Jackie.
See that?
Funny that you asked.
How does she spell Jackie? J-A-Q-U-I?
There is a Q in there. It's J-A-C-Q-U...
I-E.
Or
U-I.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's great.
She probably felt repressed with all the other kids that she gave decent, ordinary names to. And I guess you should feel special.
That could be it.
But you're a reflection of her true personality, which is wackiness.
Right.
You know, she probably means she loves you the most. Just like my mother loves me the most.
Anyway,
Geraldine.
Geraldine, yes.
Where are you from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Pay attention, will you?
I was too busy trying to spell the name.
Right.
What's up?
Thrown off. Well, I have a slightly less mechanical problem than your last caller and probably actually all of your callers. My problem is arachnids in my car.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and
I
started noticing
before.
Them about a month ago, and it's to the point now where I'm ready to sell the car. I don't know what to do. I don't know if they're inside the car.
You have arachnid and pinion steering?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. Couldn't resist.
Couldn't resist.
It's a 92 Toyota Tercel.
Doesn't matter.
Blue. I find them on the roof. I find them on the windows. I find them on the dashboard. They spin webs across my dashboard. It's basically, I'm almost wrecking my car trying to kill these things, and I've called everyone. I called an entomology professor, I called an exterminator, I called my dealer, and no one seems to have any...
I got the solution.
Yes?
Birds!
Birds!
Yeah, buy a nice parakeet, a parrot!
My
a nice big parrot!
Wacky Jackie has a parrot.
She does, of course.
Oh, yeah, all whack cases have birds. I don't know why.
She has three.
Oh, yeah, and the wackier
you
are.
Borrow
$2,000 for one of them.
Borrow that one.
Well, do bats eat spiders?
I'm
terrified of bats, but I actually thought maybe, I don't know. It sounds funny, but I'm really seriously distressed by this. Have you heard of this problem before?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. Bats do eat spiders. They don't. Bats only two things, eat spiders and suck blood.
Right. So hopefully I'll get the former instead of the latter.
Well, you might get both, but who knows?
So the idea is you put a couple of bats in the car overnight.
Right.
And then you can drive around during the day with the bats flying around inside the car.
No, they won't fly around. Bats sleep during the day.
Which I'm sure won't distract my driving.
No, that won't be distracting
at
all.
Bats are nocturnal. But the other possibility, and this is you need...
Can hardly wait.
A lizard.
He's got
I need a lizard.
You need a leaping lizard. I mean, lizards with those long tongues.
Right?
Yeah, I think the lizard would be better.
Yeah.
Let's see now. So far in the car, we've got spiders... A parrot, bats,
maybe some
and
fire
a crocodile.
Fire ants would be.
This is only a Tercel, you know. This is not
well,
a pickup truck.
True.
It's clear you have to get a bigger car if you're going to accommodate
this menagerie. You're gonna need a bigger car. Yeah.
At first, I thought it was just they were coming into my car from the trees on the street. And then someone thought I was just being naive and that they had actually built a whole nest in my car and that I was kidding myself.
They clearly are in the car. I don't know if they have.
Right. I mean, otherwise,
yes,
everyone else in your neighborhood would have the same problem. No, when you bought the car, you got the spiders.
Oh. It had spiders in it?
It had spiders in it. They were baby spiders. Maybe they were spider eggs.
You're kidding.
Or spiderettes.
Well, how come they only manifested themselves 3 years later?
Yeah, because my brother's nuts, that's why. You want to introduce him to your mother? What a pair.
Well, I don't know. I mean, who knows how they got in there? It's unimportant. Maybe some...
No, it's unimportant. The question is, how is she going to get them out?
How am I going to get them out?
What did the exterminator say? I mean, obviously...
The exterminator suggested that I explode a bug bomb in that car. And I was fully prepared to do that, and I went to buy one at the store, and there was a huge disclaimer that said, do not use this in less than 100 cubic feet.
No, first of all...
My Tercel is less than that.
Make sure the $3,000 parakeet's in there when you do it.
No, first of all, they always put those disclaimers on there so that they don't get sued, number one. Number two, it's barely going to kill the spiders.
Really?
What are the chances that it's going to kill you? It's not going to get you for maybe 20 or 30 years. You know, I mean, the residual effects of this thing. So I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, there are people that use this stuff. Think of the poor people that make it.
Right.
Oh, nuke them, Geraldine. No, those chemicals aren't anywhere near as harmful. I mean, they put all that stuff on the label to scare you.
Okay. No, let the professionals do it. This is, I don't think it's worth playing around with that
Well, the
stuff.
Professional's not going to drive the car after. You have no control over how much chemical the professional pulls in. Don't forget, he doesn't want to be called back if it fails.
Right.
So he's not going to do one bomb. He's going to do six.
Right.
What does he care what happens afterwards? You do it. You put one bomb in.
Okay.
Don't let any moron professional... Stay away from professionals whenever possible.
I just wanted to be known. It was my brother Ray who made this recommendation, not I, Tom. So when the lawyers
she
call...
She won't get the brain lesions for at least 20 years, so you'll be long gone by then. See you, Geraldine.
Good luck, Geraldine.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll be right back with more calls and the new puzzle right after these important messages.
Support for NPR and the following message come from the American Cancer Society. Dr. Alpa Patel leads a team that researches cancer risk factors, and she shares how her team makes an impact.
We always do what we like to think of as actionable science. So the work that we do makes its way to things like nutrition and physical activity guidelines for cancer.org, where millions of people come each year to learn about how they can better prevent cancer.
To learn more, go to cancer.org. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Vuori. Jump into a new perspective on performance apparel. Vuori makes products that stand the test of time and hope to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives, empowering your best life in clothing that can be worn for just about any activity from running to yoga. Visit Vuori.com/NPR to receive 20% off your first purchase and enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. Discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month. This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. And we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and where's Werner Heisenberg when you really need him?
I have to tell Bill Lessels from Austin, Texas, who wrote this letter, that, you know, sometimes I read letters because I really have nothing good to read. And the one I'm reading is just the best of a bad lot. But I had so much good stuff to choose from, and I chose Bill.
Let's hear it, man.
Dear Click and Clack, I wanted to thank you for helping me solve a long-standing problem in a most unexpected way, namely by listening to your show. I have never been able to navigate from point A to point 2 without getting lost, thereby missing out on many fine career opportunities with Domino's Pizza and Yellow Cab, etc., etc. Well, you may remember that on a recent show, you read some product disclaimers written by physicists instead of lawyers. I listened rapped, and suddenly, poof, there was a blinding flash of light. Epiphany! My problem arose from modern physics, which states that you cannot know both the position and the velocity of a particle simultaneously.
Yes.
When driving my car, I always know my velocity because of the speedometer. Therefore, I can't possibly know where I am.
He doesn't really know his velocity, but that's a fine point.
It's a fine point. The solution was the work of a moment. I seized my toolbox, ran outside, and disconnected the speedometer of my car. This guy is brilliant. I now know exactly where I am at all times. I knew exactly where I was, for example, when recently a state trooper wrote my first speeding ticket in nearly 20 years. But hey, it's a small sacrifice for the good of science. Thanks a million, signed Bill. Problem solved.
All right. With that under our belts, so
I like
to speak.
The line, missing out on many fine career opportunities with Domino Pizza and Yellow Cab. Okay.
It's time for the new puzzler.
Yeah.
Now, I stole this with the requisite adaptations, obfuscations, distortions, misleading...
Deceptions
and whatever, supplied by yours truly.
Yeah.
I stole this, however, from Gene Miro. Okay, yeah. So I will just read a little bit of it with the requisite insertions.
Go for it.
The legendary Grand Prix race car driver, Neil the Real Deal Scalapini, had been facing the same nightmare race after race. His crew would work night and day fine-tuning his sleek black Mozzarella GT race car, but no amount of mechanical skill or driving courage could make the nightmare go away. In every race, he would find himself a few inches behind the car of his arch-nemesis, Cristoforo Crusty Crostini, unable to slip by him.
Yeah.
One day, as Neil was chasing Crusty on the 50th lap, he was astonished to find himself pulling even with his rival's sinister V13 Roadster. Mamma mia, he murmured to himself, his heart in his throat. A few seconds later, Crostini was in his rearview mirror.
Oh, my God.
At that moment, some instinct forced him to look down. Oh, shucks, he said.
I'll bet he did.
And he realized the need for an immediate pit stop. And it had nothing to do with haircuts.
Yeah.
What had he seen
that
explained everything?
And caused him to pull into the pit. Bingo.
Mm.
And, of course, lose the race.
Well, of course, no time for pit stops when you're in the 50th lap, of course.
Good. This is good.
If you think you know the answer, write that answer on a postcard or preferably a $20 bill and mail it to us at Puzzler. You know, by the way, I should mention.
I have a by the way also.
that new $100 bills are being issued. The government is in the process of minting and distributing new $100 bills.
Yeah.
So your old $100 bills are going to be valueless. So, if you have any of these kicking around, I mean, when they make the new ones, what the hell are you going to do with them?
They'll be obsolete.
They'll be obsolete.
Yeah.
Send them to us.
And we'll put them in the capital depreciation fund, if
no,
nothing
write
else.
Your
we'll
Puzzler answer on that. I just had to mention that. Anyway, send your answer to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
Meh, 02238, and if we happen to choose your answer at random, we'll send you a copy of the Best of Car Talk on cassette,
right.
CD, whichever we have more piling up of, whichever we have more of piling up in our basement.
Yeah. What I was going to, by the way, was I realized there's a new criterion for the puzzle. We have folkloric, challenging. I think character development. since it's turning into a little novelette instead of just a puzzler.
Well,
Neil the Real Deal Scalapini. I mean, that tells it all, doesn't it? It's not easy to get that kind of character development in six words.
If you'd like to call us, the number is 1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Yes, hello, this is Marty Lefker.
Marty.
I'm calling from St. Louis.
St. Louis.
So what's up, Marty?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have an amazing discovery.
Really?
Yes. Now, let me tell you the problem first. We have a 1936 Auburn.
Oh.
With a straight 8 engine.
Oh.
And a neat car. It's a sedan. It's not the boat tail, but it's pretty cool.
Oh.
And
that just dropped its value by about $50,000.
There you go. but it was in a paint shop to get painted, which took a year, but I guess that's not a big surprise.
Yeah, it took a year to do my car.
Okay. While it was there for a year, it hadn't been started. And when it came time to move this beautiful new painted car, we couldn't get it started for anything. Now, we found the problem was that we couldn't get fuel to get to the cylinders. So it was just sitting dry.
Uh-huh.
And what my father decided he'd try is to put a shop vac on the exhaust pipe, and he sucked the fuel through the motor out of the shop vac, and the car started.
Ooh. And what else happened?
That's it. It worked great.
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
He sucked it through the engine.
That's right.
many years ago, we had a puzzler.
Boy.
Where we actually...
Dangerous job.
We did a little reenactment of a potential scenario.
Uh-huh.
And it involved Dougie attempting to do a conscientious tune-up on his car. And the gist of it was that after removing all the spark plugs, he realized that there was a lot of dirt around the spark plug openings. And in fact, he took out his shop vac to vacuum up this dirt from all the spark plug openings before he installed the new plugs.
Right.
So that the plugs were out of it. And in doing so, even though what Dad did here worked,
uh-huh.
What's incredibly dangerous about this is that it's possible to suck gasoline vapors into the vacuum cleaner.
Into the shop vac, right.
Once they pass through the electric motor, because that's the way vacuum cleaners work.
Right, the vacuum explodes.
That air goes through where the sparks are around the armature of the motor, and kaboomski.
Wow.
Well, what must have happened is your father must have immediately disconnected the hose when he saw that it was cranking and ready to start.
Well, when it started, it blew the hose off.
How fortuitous. Better. If it hadn't, something else would have blown.
Of course.
Jeez. Well, that is an interesting little story.
Uh-huh.
And it is wonderful to know that...
That God was watching you guys.
Someone was watching indeed, yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, that was a bad idea, but it worked.
Yeah, accomplished the same thing, I think, by priming the carburetor.
Yeah.
It's an updraft carburetor.
You can still prime those.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could spray some carburetor cleaner in there and updraft, or maybe even covering up the carburetor with your hand would have done it.
Uh-huh.
It would have created a little extra suction. One of the jets was probably a little bit plugged. But, yeah, don't do that again.
Okay, we won't.
What is that thing worth?
Oh, my goodness, I don't know.
It's worth a lot.
Yeah, we've had it for a while, and it actually looks better now than it did when we first got it, because it was kind of a frumpy-looking car, and now it's becoming quite classy-looking,
yeah.
Apparently.
Do you drive it?
Oh, sure. It's a real nice car.
Gee, that's good.
So why did it take them a year to paint it?
That's a very good question. I don't know.
Hey, things take time.
Well, because you probably told them there was no hurry.
That's
the kiss of death.
Right.
Thanks for your call, Marty.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, you've squandered another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. Our esteemed producer is Doug, the Subway Fugitive Berman.
You haven't heard from them yet, hey?
Not yet.
Oh.
Our associate producer and dean of the College of Auto Musicology is Ken Babyface Rogers. Our engineer and assistant producer is Jennifer Travel and Leisure Loeb. And our technical advisor is John Bugsy Sebastian, Mr. Height, Sweet Cheeks, Free Lunch, Twinkle Toes, Hula Hips, Donut Breath, Gigabyte, Make That Two Triple Cheeseburgers, Lawler, Merlin. Where is he today, anyway? Our public opinion pollster is Paul Murky of Murky Research. Our automotive medical researcher is Dr. Denton Fender. Our attorney general is Janet Torino. And our director of country music is Stan Byerman.
Stan Byerman.
And our child seat tester is Drew Lee Weiner, who also made an appearance at the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Our fleet manager is Oscar De La Rental. Our director of nutritional supplements is Rose Hips. Our director of Cadillac steering is Toulouse Track. Our staff marriage counselor is Marion Haste. Our wardrobe is by Natalie Attired. And of course, last and least, our chief counsel from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe is Hugh Lewis Dewey. Known to the other veterans of Harvard Square is Huey Louie Dewey. We're Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. Thanks for listening, and don't drive like my brother.
Don't drive like my brother.
We'll be back next week. Bye-bye. If you want a cassette copy of this show or a copy of the Best of Car Talk cassette or CD, you can call our Shameless Commerce Division at 303-595-5905. That's 303-595-5905. And this week's show is number 45.
Car Talk is a production of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe and WBUR in Boston.
Celebrating 25 years of radio excellence.
What about the 8 years that Car Talk has been on?
Celebrating 17 years of radio excellence and 8 years with us. This is NPR National Public Radio.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Discover. Get the service you deserve with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover. Everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now.
And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.